Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Stephen Colbert. Welcome to Late Show Pod Show. Our producer, Becca, is right here. Becca, hello. Take it away.
Hi, Stephen. It's Tuesday on the Late Show Pod Show, and it's Women's History Month. It's March.
You don't have to tell me.
And we love to laugh. We love to laugh. And I have two stand-up comedians who happen to be women, who happen to be very funny women, on the podcast tonight. First up, we got Ariel Elias, who is recently on the show.
Love her. She was fed to me in my algorithm. That's how I knew Ariel Elias.
Oh, really?
And I didn't. She's got a joke coming up here having to do with how it's great the presidents are old.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's about a month ago. I saw her do this joke. It came to me like in the YouTube shorts. Came to me, and I went, that was really well. I mean, it was a good joke, but really well delivered too. Like, she knows what she's doing, is what I thought.
Yeah.
And I went, hey, check her out. Maybe she'd be fun to have. And then she had her, and she killed. She did such a great job. It was so nice to meet her. And then I realized, oh, I know who she is. She's the comedian who caught the beer and drank it after an angry patron of her art threw it at her.
Yeah.
And missed her.
Yeah.
But she chugged his beer.
Yeah.
Which I have also really admired. I might have just wanted to book her for that.
Yeah, full respect there. Yeah,
yeah,
really,
absolutely. Really lovely.
I know you're obviously a very famous improviser. Did you ever at one point try your hand at stand-up?
No.
Did you ever do a set?
No. I mean, the closest I would say is, like, the monologue is like a form of it, but I wouldn't deign to compare it directly to what stand-ups do. I've never done stand-up. I admire stand-ups. I love stand-ups. When I was a little kid, my mom would let me stay up to watch Carson if there was a stand-up.
Cool.
And so, and back then it was like David Brenner or John Biner or I don't know, this guy named Steve Martin, when I saw his first appearance on there. And so, and I always just loved stand-up albums when I was a kid, but I started off as an actor, and so improv was my window into comedy through acting. And, I've done gigs that are the equivalent of stand-up gigs, but I would never insult stand-ups by calling myself one.
It's a totally different thing, too, which is really interesting.
Yeah, it seems kind of lonely to me. That's why one of the reasons, like, I like improv because you do scenes with other people.
Yeah.
And you know, if it really goes well, you're not sure who made it great.
Yeah.
The other person might have, because the whole idea is to follow the follower, like, you know, to serve the servant on stage. And if you can really get out of yourself, you can make discoveries that are better than anything you could have invented. And that companionship on stage is what I really wanted. And I'm not saying that it is, but to someone from the outside, it looked like it could be kind of a lonely life on the road.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so after Ariel Elias, I'm also going to play an older stand-up bit from the show. It's from 2016, but it's one of my favorites.
Who is it?
It's Maria Bamford.
Oh, it's, Maria is the
so
queen.
Yeah.
She is the queen of my heart.
Brilliant.
She's unbelievable. I heard her doing an interview with Mark Maron. This is when I got into her, is that she was doing an interview on Air America. Remember when Air America still existed?
Mm-hmm.
With Mark Maron.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know who she was, but she blew me away. And so then I went out and immediately bought... Hold on, I'll pull up my phone right here.
Yeah.
And people, you know, sound people love it when your phone is in the booth with you. They just love it. Maria Bamford, I bought the Burning Bridges tour, 2003. I bought that album, and just love it. Just love it. Hmm. And then I bought How to Win. Then I got ask me about my new religion, mm-hmm. and then unwanted thoughts syndrome. No, then unwanted thoughts syndrome, then ask me about my new religion, and then Maria Bamford, 20% off is the name of the album. She's so wonderful. Hey, Maria Bamford was my guest 4 years ago today because we're recording this before the break. And on March 12th, 2020, which was the last show we did before we all went to our corners because of COVID, we did it in the studio but sent the audience home. Mm-hmm. And it was just me and Baptiste in the room with and Chris Licht and I think Tom Purcell and camera. Camera crew.
I was there.
You were there?
I was in the audience.
Oh, that's right. It was staff. We had a few staff in the audience for
sprinkled
that.
Sprinkled and sitting far away from each other.
Right. And then was my guest Sanjay?
It was Sanjay Gupta.
Sanjay Gupta. And then Maria Bamford was a pre-tape for another night. Mm-hmm. And so I went up from the balcony and interviewed Maria. And second time or third time I'd interviewed her. Anyway, she's a delight. I'm so glad that she's going to be on this podcast again. I just cannot recommend her highly enough. Buy all of her albums.
Yes.
See all of her shows. Mm-hmm. Watch the Maria Bamford show on YouTube. Have you ever seen the Maria Bamford show?
I haven't actually.
Is the Maria Bamford show?
Out.
Hey, it is so fantastic. It's basically based – she's doing impressions of herself kind of. Herself and her sister, her entire family, and the people she grew up with and the guys she dated. And it's – I think it's loosely based on a real thing where she just sort of got off the road and went back and lived at home in Minnesota for a while. I think I've – If that's not true, that's what she says, and it's believable because she's very open about her mental health issues. And mm-hmm. it's sort of like after a mental health breakdown, she goes and lives at home and then produced the show about being at home, living with her family again. And it is utterly brilliant and just beautiful bite-sized episodes. Maria Bamford Show. Hey.
Beautiful. Yeah. Okay. So enjoy these two stand-up sets so much. This is the Late Show Pod Show. Thanks, Stephen.
Done.
My next guest coming to the stage is a wonderful stand-up comedian who is currently on a nationwide tour. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ariel Elias.
Thank you so much. Look, every comedian has a horror story of a comedy show gone very bad. It's not this. This is cool. My horror story is a little unique because it went very viral. Okay, what happened was I was doing a comedy show in New Jersey, which don't. I don't know if any of you guys are from New Jersey, but New Jersey's, it's a weird place. It's the only place I've ever been where you can buy a gun, but you can't turn left. So I was doing a show there, and at the show, this woman started heckling me. We got into this big back and forth. And then as she and her husband were getting kicked out, her husband threw a full can of beer at me. So I picked up the beer and chugged the rest of it. And the video of that went very viral. Like, changed my life for the better viral. Like, I'm doing Colbert, you know? Like, changed my life for the better viral. And I've been trying to figure out what lesson to take from that whole experience. And so far, all I've come up with is that finally my alcoholism paid off. Because I have a lot of friends who don't drink anymore who saw that video and said to me, like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I would have done in that situation. And I was like, you would have relapsed. This woman, she was heckling me because she figured out from one of my jokes, which you'll hear in a little bit, that I voted for Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. She did not have that reaction. That's genuinely all that happened, is I told a joke, she figured out I voted for Joe Biden, and then her husband threw a can of beer at me. And look, I don't care who you guys voted for or who you're gonna vote for, but let me just say personally, for me, it genuinely sucks to have taken a beer can for Joe Biden. Because that's not a cool person to take a beer can for. Right? Beyonce would be a cool person to take a beer can for. But look, I'm gonna vote for him again. I love that he's tired. I do. I think that's a great quality to have in the President of the United States. Every world leader should be 90 and exhausted. Just too tired. If they didn't have the energy to put us in danger, it'd be so much better. Because think about it, there's so much stuff that happens that we as civilians never find out about. So it's entirely possible there was a night where Joe Biden was going to press the nuclear button. And then it got late. And we all get another day. I'm just saying, like, whether you agree with Joe Biden or disagree with him, one thing that you have to say for him is that for every decision he makes, he has slept on it. I think that's positive. And that's good. When the beer can was thrown at me, I thought it was the woman who was heckling me who threw it because it missed. And then I found out later that it was her husband who threw it. And I think about those two people all the time. I do. I know I shouldn't, but I think about them so much because they're terrible people, right? We can all agree on that. But they're a great couple. Wow, I saw true love that night. Because that night I got home and I couldn't sleep. Like, I had all this adrenaline. And I just kept playing it over and over in my head, because that's what happens with trauma. And I was thinking, like, yeah, she started the fight, and then her husband finished the fight. And I rolled over in bed and saw my husband, and I was like, oh, I don't think he would do that for me. Like, they're terrible people, but I want what they have. Because that's a couple that really finishes each other's sentences. In prison. Okay, here's the joke I told that she got mad at. I have a lot of insecurities. I'm a very insecure person. And I realized that my insecurities had gotten out of hand when I went to get an IUD, which you guys seem cool. But if you don't know what an IUD is, if you're visiting New York, an IUD, it's birth control that goes in you and then it gets you through two administrations. I think that was the line that tipped her off. And when I was getting my IUD, my doctor, as she was putting it in, she stopped halfway through and she said, hey, I know this is going to be surprising to you, but you actually have a very narrow canal. And it's so narrow, we almost couldn't do this procedure. And I was like, stop. That's so nice. Thank you. And she was like, it's a real medical condition. Thank you so much, Mariel Elias.
More Late Show Pod Show after this.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Welcome back, everybody. My next guest is a comedian and an actor who has appeared on Arrested Development, Louie, and in her own concert specials. Please welcome Maria Bamford.
Oh, you guys, it's 2016, and I really need to find a way to show people how much I love them despite all my words and actions. My beloved husband has noticed that I like to tear open packages of food, take caps off beverages, and leave it out and around. And he said very kindly, very sweetly, "Why?" And I said, "Because I'm a raccoon. I need to get in there, get what's good, be on my way." "Oh, but what if it goes bad? What if you get sick?" Were you not listening when I just mentioned that I'm a raccoon? I can digest ceiling tile. I just need to fill this up, get back to the river with my friends.
"Did you just bring an old salad to bed?"
"It's nighttime. I'm awake." We recently married, only 9 months, so we've been having a lot of sex, a lot of fudging and wedging and lotions and potions and unguents and poultices and jams and jellies and sauces and salices and mustards and custards and foams and soups and smoothing milks and hustle bustle, hustle bustle, hustle bustle.
Hammer, anvil, hammer, anvil, hammer, anvil!
Nothing's been consummated, but we've been doing some furious hand-holding and our palms are raw with desire. I love people so much. I love you so much. I love my family so much. I love my nieces and nephews. I say that I love them, but is that what I say when once a year I FedEx them a box of wigs? Does that really make up for the fact that I never make eye contact and I'm still not clear on their names? "Hey, Tiny, where are the bigger ones?" I have a dear friend who I know has a flip phone, and yet I continue to send her emojis of eggplants and basketballs and pieces of pizza, knowing that all she sees are squares. This year, my friend Amy is always trying to get me to do stuff. I'm going to try to say yes.
"Do you want to go horseback riding?"
What is it?
"You go on a dusty trail with two lesbians who used to be a couple, but now they run a small business together, and horses bite."
"Okay, I'll go once, and I'll need a Dairy Queen peanut butter parfait on the way back. That's hot fudge peanuts ice cream, hot fudge peanuts ice cream, hot fudge peanuts ice cream, cherry topper."
"You want to go swing dancing?
Are people still doing that?"
"The war is over. There's plenty of pantyhose for everyone. It's on Sundays from 2 to 4, just when you don't want to do anything, and it's side, side, back step, side, side."
"I'll go for 3 years, but that is it."
"You want to go to a fitness boot camp? It's every day at 6 a.m. because they're getting you into a shape. And you run and you run and you run, and there's no game element to distract you from the fact that you're running and running and running.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go for 5 days. Day 5, Tanya, and I know it's going to be Tanya, is going to say, 'Come on, Maria, I want to see you push it.' And I am never gonna go again."
"But will you forget to cancel the automatic debit coming from your checking account and pay for it for the next year and a half?"
"Of course I will. I love you so much." "Thank you so much. Thanks a lot."
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Enjoying this episode of the Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
"My job is to create a balance, avoid a war."
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
"There's some new players in town. and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount+.